الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. All praise due to Allah and may Allah's peace and blessings be on the last messenger of Allah. My advice is based on two prophetic traditions on love. I know the Christians always like to talk about God is love and everything is love. But in Islam, love plays a very central role also. We have one statement by Prophet Muhammad in which he said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you has truly believed until I become more beloved to him than his parents, his child, and all of mankind. So our faith is contingent on loving the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anyone in this world. But the issue is, how is that love manifest? Is it celebrating his birthday? Dancing and singing? Reciting poetry which gives him the attributes of Allah? Inventing salawat? In Sri Lanka, I came across a book called Salawat al-Nariya. Incredible stuff. How do we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We love him by following him. The same way that we love Allah. As Allah said, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. This is Allah telling Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell us, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah, you wish to love Allah, then follow me, follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah will love you. The love of Allah is contingent on following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the love of the Prophet ﷺ is also contingent on following him. Because if we say that we love the Prophet ﷺ, but we are doing what he told us not to do, we are inventing all kinds of practices and things which he never instructed us to do, after he has already told us, مَا تَرَكْتُ شَيْئًا يُقَرِّبُكُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا وَمَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ, that I didn't leave anything which would bring you closer to Allah except that I told you to do it. And Allah has already said 1,400 years ago, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, today I've completed for you your religion. How can we love Allah and love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when disobeying him? This is a false love. This is a false love. It may be very emotional, because of course those who are involved in celebrating the Prophet's birthday, you know, do it with great fervor, great enthusiasm. But it's false. How can we deny it? Well, the Hindus, in celebrating their festivals, Diwali and all the others, they do it with great enthusiasm also. But it's useless. It's of no benefit. It's false. So this foundation of love, love of Allah and love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the foundation of our faith. To follow Him. Follow Him in the external acts that He has instructed us to do. The external aspects of the Sharia. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray as you saw me pray. Khudu anni manasikakum. Take from me your rites of Hajj. On one hand, we should comply with the letter of the law. And on the other hand, we should also take from Him the spirit of that law. The letter and the spirit have to be together. So we have to be Muslims, not only externally but internally. We practice the sunnah, we live the sunnah, not as a set of rituals that we go through, motions that we perform, but as a way of life that we actually live. And the Prophet ﷺ gave us another principle of love. He also said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخي ما يحب لنفسه. None of you has truly believed until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. If we practice that alone, without fail, we would complete our faith. And there is a particular tradition that I heard one of the scholars narrate every time I end up relating it. I remind myself that I wanted to go and get it from the books and find out exactly who narrated it and, you know, the whole details about it. But it's authentic, so I'm certain. It is about a circumstance in which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in the masjid. Perhaps Sheikh Salim can remind me who narrated it and who the person was. And it's in the morning. And he tells the companions that are sitting with him in the circle, the next person who is coming into the masjid is among the people of paradise. I think some of you are smiling, you remember me telling you this one before. Or you heard it. Anyway, it's very nice. So, the narrator of the hadith, he said they were all waiting to see who it was. A particular individual came in, I've forgotten what his name is. He made 2 rak'ah, and he came and sat down with the circle. MashaAllah. The others accepted it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this man is going to be one of the people in paradise. The narrator of the hadith, he said, I wanted to know what it is that is going to make him one of the people in paradise. He wasn't one of, you know, any special people known to do, you know, any special things that, as far as he knew. So he wanted to follow him. So he stuck with him. Left the masjid with him, went to his house. And in the end, after following him for some days, he asked him, he said, listen, you know, Prophet Muhammad sallam said you're going to be one of the people of paradise. I don't see you doing anything special. You're not staying up every night in tahajjud. You're not doing any extra rak'ah in the masjid.
you know, extra days of fasting. You just seem to be doing just the basics. You're doing that. Now, what is it? What do you got? What is what I want to know? So the companion said, "Well, I'm doing anything special. I don't know I'm doing anything special." He said, "The only thing I can think of is that before I go to bed at night, I check myself and I know that I don't have dislike in my heart for anyone. His heart was pure. Rancor, ill feeling in his heart towards any of the believers. On the basis of this, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam bore witness that this man was going to be one of the people of God. We have to ask ourselves, how many of us can say we go to bed at night without rancor in our hearts for anyone? This is what we have to strive for. This is living, loving for one's brother what one loves for oneself. This is living it. This is the living example. It's in Tirmidhi, shukran. And the narrator is Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Barakallahu fik. Save me some searching. Okay. But this is something that I think we need to take to heart. This issue of love in Islam, love is very, very important. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stressed that our faith is dependent on that love. The completion of our faith is dependent on that love. Love of Allah, love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and love of our brothers. Love of the believers. Faith is loving those who Allah loves and hating those who Allah hates. Not hating those who Allah loves and loving those who Allah hates. Shaitan has put hatred amongst our ranks for the believers. And this is what we have to struggle against. We have to fight against it. We have to weed it out. Because we will never agree on everything. No matter what we study, how we study, where we study the deen, we will never agree on everything. The Sahaba didn't agree on everything. No matter how hard we try to practice Islam, how many raka'at of tahajjud, how many days of fasting, we will never be infallible. We will always make mistakes. The Sahaba, companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of them stole, some of them slandered and were lashed, some of them committed fornication, some of them committed adultery and were stoned to death. And those who were stoned to death, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the forgiveness, the repentance which they made, if it was divided up over the people of Medina, it would have been enough to carry them all to paradise. Now, I'm not inviting you all to commit adultery and fornication, etc. I'm just saying that to say that the Sahaba were not angels. They argued. They were upset with each other. They committed errors. They were human beings. Yet, they strove together to establish Islam and take it to the world. There was tolerance there. There was tolerance there. And tolerance comes out of love. If love is there in the hearts of the believers, for the believers, then they can be tolerant with them. Tolerant with their mistakes. Not overlooking their mistakes, meaning just forget it. No, as the brother said, ad-deenun nasiha. We must advise. The religion is good advice. But at the same time, we should be tolerant. Meaning, a brother makes a mistake, a sister makes a mistake, we do not cut them off from the whole community. Have nothing to do with them anymore. Finish. If we love them, then we have to try to help them. So this foundation of love, having a pure heart, free of rancor towards the believers, is something that we all need to strive for. If paradise is our goal, then we need to strive for it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that it is one of the roads to paradise. If this is what we want, then let us work for it. Therefore, when we have brothers who commits himself or herself to work for the sake of Allah, this must come. If everybody is happy with you all the time, everywhere you go, no, as some scholars say, that something's wrong. And as they say, you can't please all the people all of the time. Something is gonna be wrong. So people will condemn, people will label, people will do these things. We have to expect it. But the point is, what do we do when we hear these things? What do we do? When we hear something about a brother who we know, who has striven, who has worked, etc., we hear these kinds of statements about a brother or brothers or sisters or an organization, etc., we have to reject it. We have to give our brothers and our sisters and our Islamic organizations that we know to be striving to help establish Islam here and benefit the Muslims, we have to give them the benefit of the doubt. As the brother is saying about dhan, inna ba'da dhanni ism, some suspicion is sin. It is sin. It is sinful. It is sinful to say it. It is sinful to entertain it. It is sin. We heard the descriptions of how strict Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was with regards to any kind of backbiting. Aisha raises her hand and the Prophet ﷺ says, you've done something so bad it will turn the seas rotten. Something so small. That is the sunnah. We love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that is the sunnah that we have to follow. When we hear that tale, then we have to say that, please don't say this. This is the way, this is the only way. Because there is no other way but the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His is the only way.
This is my advice, the advice of love, love which we must develop. And I tell you all from the bottom of my heart that I love you all for the sake of Allah. And I hope, inshallah, that you all love me for the sake of Allah. And I pray that Allah help us all to remove any rancor, any ill feelings that we have towards our brothers and sisters, and that in doing so we can come together and really do some serious work for the sake of Allah. Barakallahu.